John Law's story reads like a thriller. Scottish mathematician turned gambler, murderer, prison escapee, and ultimately the creator of the world's first major stock market boom. In the early 1700s, as European monarchs faced bankruptcy from endless wars, Law proposed a revolutionary solution: replace scarce gold and silver with abundant paper money. His system briefly transformed France from destitution to prosperity, introducing the word millionaire to our vocabulary. What makes Law's story so compelling today is how eerily familiar it feels. He essentially predicted our modern financial system 3 centuries ago. From credit cards to digital currencies, we now live in the cashless world Law envisioned. Yet his spectacular rise and catastrophic fall offers timeless lessons about financial innovation, human psychology, and the dangerous line between genius and delusion. Have you ever wondered why we trust the value of paper money? The answer begins with John Law. Born in Edinburgh in 1671, John Law learned about both craftsmanship and finance from his goldsmith father. After his father's death, Law moved to London, where he squandered his inheritance in gambling houses before his 21st birthday. Rather than abandon gambling, Law applied his mathematical genius to probability theory. By studying odds and developing rapid calculation skills, he reversed his fortunes by positioning himself as a banker where probability favored him. In 1694, Law fatally wounded Edward Wilson in a duel and was sentenced to death. Though his allies secured a royal reprieve, he ultimately escaped prison with help from influential supporters when Wilson's family pursued further legal action. This near-death experience transformed Law into a serious financial thinker. During his European exile, he studied economics while traveling through Amsterdam, Venice, Genoa, and Turin. Amsterdam's revolutionary bank, which stabilized commerce through trusted credit notes, particularly influenced his thinking. Law developed progressive financial theories, defining value through rarity rather than utility, and describing money as merely a medium of exchange. His gambling experience informed these insights, helping him understand that money's value ultimately depended on collective confidence rather than intrinsic worth. When Louis XIV died in 1715, France was in economic ruin. The countryside faced severe poverty, with people resorting to making flour from ferns and grass. The national debt exceeded 2 billion livres, and government securities had lost 80% of their value. The new regent, Duke d'Orléans, Law's friend, saw Law's banking scheme as a potential solution. After initial hesitation, Law received a 20-year charter for his Banque Générale in May 1716. Law's notes promised payment in coin of the weight and standard of this day. When opponents tried to force a collapse by demanding payment of 5 million livres in notes, Law secured emergency funding and successfully met the challenge. Law then pursued his vision of creating a trading company for the Americas. When Robert Crozat surrendered his Mississippi concession, Law proposed a company to control Louisiana, reportedly rich in gold and silver. His plan to raise 100 million livres through shares allowed investors to use devalued government bonds at face value. By December 1718, his bank became the nationalized Banque Royale under his direction. New branches opened nationwide, and large transactions were required to use paper notes. Law expanded his empire by acquiring various trading rights and companies, funding growth through new share issues. His boldest move was offering to repay the national debt, 1.2 billion livres at 3% interest, while assuming tax collection duties for 52 million livres. He planned to raise this through share issues, encouraging bondholders to convert to shares instead of lower-yield annuities. Paris's Rue Quincampoix became a chaotic trading hub where all social classes mixed: aristocrats, footmen, bishops, and courtesans. Property values skyrocketed, with small offices commanding monthly rents that previously fetched annual prices. Even King Louis XV, age 9, demanded the street be marked in gold on Paris maps. The speculation created unprecedented social mobility, with 10% deposits enabling widespread participation. Success stories proliferated. Law's coachman became wealthy enough to hire two drivers, and a widow from Namur made millions from debt payment investments. Share prices exploded from 490 livres in early 1719 to 6,500 by October. The wealth surge sparked extravagant spending. Crimson velvet carriages became coveted symbols, while silver plates worth millions sold within months. Law achieved celebrity status, drawing nobles who simply wanted to pay homage. When the system showed strain, shrewd investors began converting paper to coin and precious metals. The bank's reserves diminished while inflation soared. Law abandoned his free market principles, banning coin exports and requiring large payments in banknotes. Notable resistance came from aristocrats like the Duc de Bourbon, who converted millions to coin before restrictions took effect. By May 1720, with over 2.6 billion livres in circulation, Law announced share value reductions and a 50% devaluation of banknotes. This triggered 3 days of riots as public trust collapsed. Law fled France in December 1720, traveling incognito with his son until they were stopped at Valenciennes, where his assets were confiscated. He spent his final years in Venice, ultimately dying of pneumonia in 1729 at 57. Law attributed his failure not to flawed ideas, but to hasty implementation. If I could start again, I would go more slowly, but more carefully. His idealism blinded him to human nature, people's greed, herd mentality, hoarding instincts, and tendency to panic when confidence falters. Though his paper money system collapsed, Law's impact endured. He reduced crown debt by two-thirds through inflation and democratized share ownership, sowing seeds of financial equality that outlasted the ASEAN regime. His vision of credit-based commerce has materialized in today's digital economy, though it remains vulnerable to the same fundamental weakness: dependence on public confidence. Law created the blueprint for modern financial markets, introducing techniques still used today: artificial scarcity, leverage, and industrial consolidation. From tulip mania to cryptocurrency, the Mississippi bubble exemplifies how investment manias repeatedly capture human imagination. His core insight, that money is a social construct based on trust rather than intrinsic value, makes him less a historical footnote than a prophet of modern finance. Today's digital transactions and intangible assets realize Law's vision of value determined by collective belief rather than physical substance. Whether Law would view contemporary financial innovations as the fulfillment of his theories or as dangerous repetitions of past mistakes remains debatable. His story demonstrates how financial innovation can both generate prosperity and trigger devastating collapse when we forget that money's value ultimately rests on faith alone.